So you finally done did it. You had enough of Wolfie and you murdered him just to replace him on the pod.
Wait. That's not what you said it was gonna be.
What are you talking about?
That's not what you said the cold open was gonna be.
I don't. I mean, this is what it is, though. So you killed Wolfie. You're now commissioner. You're now on the podcast. What do you have to say for yourself?
Said he was. I say he's a terrible commissioner. I can do a much better job. I'm glad to replace him on the podcast.
Wow. Wow. What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the usurper, Chris Reiser.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be a temporary co-host for this week while Wolfie is busy. And I hope to do a good job and represent him well.
Dude, Jenny, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here too.
Good. And now, some news from the league. Just an FYI to podcast listeners, we're going to start doing waivers a little bit differently. I ran this past Wolfie and he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. And now I'm springing it on Chris. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read everything and then I'm going to bounce to him. He's going to be like, oh, this is what I think is important. So, don't get freaked out. Thank you, listener. In the waivers this week, Allie put Zeke on the trade block. I guess that's not a waiver. That should have been in a different section. God, Chris, if you could just. I feel like you messed up this show doc. So.
You put that there.
So. If you could just not. AJ spent 10 fab on Josh Palmer uncontested. That one's wild. Wolfie spent $9 on Jordan Mason, also uncontested. Andrew outbid Chris on Corey Davis 5-4. Wolfie outbid myself on Sterling Shepard 3-1. Tim picked up Tyler Higbee in anticipation of a trade. That happened. Spoiler alert. I picked up Tyler Conklin. Chris picked up Dontrell Hilliard. Wolfie got Jared Goff over me, which feels bad. Like, I want it. We might break that one down later. I also picked up KJ Osborne. After the waivers ran, Justin got Jimmy G. I picked up Mariota. Chris got Noah Brown. Ugh. Tony picked up the Bears and the Saints defenses. Wild. Tony also got Justin Fields. Ethan got Logan Thomas. Tim picked up Daryl Williams. And in the news segment, the first trade of the year happened. And of course, you know your boy's involved. I traded David Montgomery for Pat Freiermuth. And I think we'll talk about that later. But Chris, out of all this news, all this trending news, what sticks out to you?
Yeah, I gotta say, first of all, league is active and doing well. A lot of things going on. A lot of waivers ran. Already got some trades going. Some things that did stick out to me: AJ spending $10 on Josh Palmer, like he said, uncontested. No one else bid for him. It's fine if you want to put money on him, but $10 is a lot. And it's, to me, it's like, what is he seeing in Palmer? I get Keenan Allen's hurt, but he's. Keenan Allen was limited in practice today, so he's going to be back either this week or next week. And Palmer coming in as the wide receiver 53 after 2 weeks and has four touches in each game. It's a lot of money. I don't think it's worth it. We'll see if it pays off for him.
Yeah.
Wolfie on the same vein. Wolfie spending nine on Jordan Mason, also uncontested. And I first thought when I saw, I was like, "Who is that? Like, really, who is Jordan Mason?" Never heard of that person in my life. Brian's a clown for picking him up for nine fab. Ridiculous.
Relax.
What do you think of that? What do you think of those two?
Okay. Break those down for you. So Josh Palmer saved his week last week with a touchdown. I am with you. I think he'll fall off, especially with Keenan Allen back. But he did save his week, and if you just go by stat lines, he did okay. Wolfie on Jordan Mason. So I think that's Wolfie's just playing the game of running backs can't stay healthy in San Francisco, and so he's picking up the next man in the line, I think. Jeff Wilson has not stayed healthy for an entire season, I don't think ever, but like none of them have, dude. So he's just picking up the next guy.
We'll see. Maybe it's the, you know, waiver of the year that no one saw. We'll see, Wolfie.
Yeah, we have our doubts, but we'll see.
Something else that stuck out. Chip, you said you got Tyler Conklin, but you didn't even bid for Higbee. And I think Higbee is a better tight end this week that you could have got compared to Conklin. And I know you traded, talk about that later on, you traded for another tight end. But why not even bid for Higbee if you, you know, when you try to get Conklin?
I had Higbee last year. I think they'll use Higbee less and less as they start using Allen Robinson more and more. This week he might be fine, but I think Higbee is going to fall off in a major way.
So, okay. All right. Well, I respect that. I respect your guts. Post waivers that ran, Tony picking up the Bears and Saints defenses. I don't know if it's super like important to the overall scheme of the league. I just think it's kind of funny that you pick up not one but two defenses this week. It's definitely a bold strategy, Cotton, and we'll see if it pays off for him.
I don't know what Tony's up to. It's interesting. I texted with him a little bit. He knows his team's a little wonky, so.
Yeah, one last thing, which I think is the most important waiver of this past week, and it's what I like to call Chris's waiver of the week, if we can make that a you know weekly reoccurring thing. And my waiver of the week is Justin grabbing Jimmy G. I think is a great move, considering that it seems like some people need quarterbacks these days. My co-host right here. I think picking up Jimmy G is an underrated pickup this week.
Sure. No one bid on him, so he got him for free. That's pretty solid. I don't know, dude. I mean, Jimmy G last year, you can look at it, but it wasn't, like, super impressive. He didn't have any, like, real pop-off games. I mean, his hottest game last year was at Chicago for 27 points. Everything else is 20 and under. Like, I don't... He's a good game manager, but, like, I don't think he's going to make a difference, and I'd rather play upside. We kind of know what you get in Jimmy G, which is fine. It's an okay quarterback, but I think I can stream the position and just replace that, so...
I don't think anything – I'm not going to disagree with anything you said. I think it's pretty on point. I don't know. Marcus Mariota, though, I just think Garoppolo is more consistent. Maybe you're right because Mariota can run, and that gives you some upside there, and Garoppolo really can't run all that much. But I don't know, man. I think he knows the offense. He's a reliable star in the league. I think it's a good pickup, honestly.
I think it more has implications for the wide receivers. I think Debo has a better outlook now. I think Brandon Ayukin has a better outlook now. Like I think Jimmy will get the job done, but I think it's like Jacoby Brissett. He's not gonna run. Like he's not gonna run in a touchdown. That's not his thing. And not that Mariota will, but like this week. He might. It's Seattle. It's a bad defense. I think Mariota will do fine. I think he can just stream. I don't think I need, like, the consistent, like, okay points from Jimmy G.
I think you're right. Technically 32 starting quarterbacks, but there's levels to this. And not every quarterback is, you know, equal to every other quarterback. So we'll see, though. We'll see. I think, but that's my waiver of the week.
Okay. Well, we're not sharing every show doc with you, so I don't know how you're going to do waiver of the week going forward. But let's trade me Tua. Like I don't know.
Now you want Tua.
Just trade me Tua real quick. And for the segment this week, we have an interview with the one, the only, Timbo Slice. Tim, welcome to the pod.
Thank you, Chip. Honored to be here as the resident newbie to the group.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we're glad to get you in the mix. Glad you could fill that 12 spot.
You know, what's funny, dude, because when you asked me about the podcast, first, I thought you were joking. Second of all, my second thought was I always envisioned like my podcast debut would be with like Oprah or Gary Vee. But then when you brought this up, I'm like, all right, we're going to bypass this. This is way better. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm glad. I'm glad you get on, especially on a week like this where and Chris is my co-host. I feel like it's especially befitting that this is the week you get on.
Is this because it's Brown Steelers week and you guys want to torture me?
I mean,
yeah.
That's why I'm like, this is literally a trap. Chip asked me 2 days ago. He looked at the schedule and said, oh my God, it's Brown Steelers week. I can torture Tim for an entire podcast segment about how the Browns are going to lose. But, Chip, they may actually win this week.
I have watched them piss away two leads in the last 2 weeks, so we'll see.
I'm just saying, don't take the Browns in the over.
No, I'm hoping everyone has fun, you know?
There you go. That's kind of saying Cleveland. Makes us feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as the crow flies, as it were, the game does start in 3 minutes. Do you have any predictions for this game?
Nick Chubb, 2 touchdowns. He's going to go back for 30 points. I think I'm drawing a blank on his name, the rookie right now, Anthony Schwartz. I feel like he's going to have a sweep touchdown, finally get in. Steelers make a late comeback. Myles Garrett gets a sack, seals the game. Browns by 3.
Wow.
You heard it here first, folks. Here's my main thing with the game. How do you think Pat Freiermuth is going to do?
So let's rewind on that, Chip, because the instructions you gave me for the podcast is to talk shit. So for the rest of the league to understand the story, I said to Chip, hey, you must really not like David Montgomery after you hyped him up all season. Who do you want for him? And he said, Marquise Brown. And I said, too high. And he said, okay, how about Pat Freiermuth? I thought you were fucking with me. What are you thinking? You traded the Pittsburgh Steelers tight end who hasn't done anything for like RB1?
Okay, first of all, he's
do you know something that I don't know?
He's an RB2. And no, he's got a great schedule coming up. He should pop the hell off. Here's my God-honest fear with Montgomery is Khalil Herbert's actually very talented. And pretty much everyone's going to committee. And honestly, Chicago would be moronic to not, because they have two talented guys. And Khalil Herbert should be out there on every third down. I don't know why he's not.
Chip, you're banking on the fact that Chicago is not moronic, though. Like, that's the first part of what's wrong with your statement. They are. As a fellow moronic team fan, like, common sense is not common. David Montgomery is going to be the RB1 week 10, barring injury. I'm telling you, man. That's my prediction.
All right. We'll mark that down.
I could be wrong. Chris?
Yeah. I kind of think that in the past, Montgomery actually has been prone to injury. So that's actually something to watch. If you like look at his past few years, I don't think he's had a complete season in like 2 or 3 years. So you better watch out for that.
I just got to get him to pass through the fantasy season, first of all. Second of all, it was Pat Freiermuth for a tight end with Mitch Trubisky throwing at him.
Tim, I do agree. I think Tim, like, if you say someone wins and loses, I guess I'd pick Tim, but I think you both traded trash for trash, so you're both terrible.
Chip, you would have been better off asking for a bowl of cereal, just saying.
Dude, he's, like, I don't know, top 12 tight end, and David Montgomery is a top 22 RB, of which I have 4. So I'm not trading something I needed, I guess that's what I'm saying.
All right, that's fair. I'm just saying, if you think like a top 10 tight end, though, that's like he's going to score 8 points versus top 5 score like 8.2, right? Unless you're like Kelsey, Kittle, and the big 3, it's kind of a drop-off after that, though, right?
Yeah, there's definitely like a tier break of guys in that top tight end category. You're right. But also, I don't think Montgomery swings for one of those guys. I've put out other feelers, no. And I don't think I get a top 3 tight end for Montgomery.
What who else did you get offered for Montgomery?
I put out some feelers, some for tight ends, some for other running backs, and a little package deal. Stuff that I talked to the guys involved, and they're like, oh, it's close, but you know, I want to see another week or two. And I honestly didn't want to start Conklin this week. So I was like, shit, I got this one. Let's go ahead and pull the trigger on that. I'm loving it.
All right. Tim, first of all, you're one of three 2-0 undefeated teams right now in the league. How does it feel to be 2-0 and your team's looking, I mean, not amazing, but you're 2-0, you're getting the job done. How's it feel?
How many wins do you have, Chris?
I have two also.
Chip, how many do you have?
That's not pertinent to the conversation.
Let's see. So I got the league pulled up.
Oh, do you? What a professional.
Oh, and two. I feel amazing, Chris. Next question.
Yep. Feels good to be in the 2-0 club.
Listen, it's two more wins than the last time I played fantasy football, so I consider the season a win already.
Oh, don't out yourself like that, Tim. No one has to know.
Yeah. You don't have to burn yourself. I'll edit that out for you. I promise. Oh, wait.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. I might be 0-3. Have you seen Mitch's team?
It's kind of stupid how auto draft is just working for him.
It's absolutely insane, and I might be 0-3 to start this season.
So he was the auto draft guy.
Yeah, Mitch. I don't even know if he's checked in on the team, because like, he's had a string of bad luck and stuff like that, and I think he kind of forgot that the draft was happening, so he wasn't even there.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he's checked in at all. So.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, that sleeper algorithm. Not bad.
Tim, real quick, I got a question for you, though. How do you get my name and Chip's name as the same name in your phone and then text me when you wanted to text Chip?
did that make the notes of the call today?
Make the show, Doc.
You guys remember over COVID when we were somehow gave the nickname to Chris Crust?
Oh, yeah.
Vaguely.
Yeah, I don't know why we started calling you Crust or Crust, one of the two. I think I accidentally put Chip in my phone as Crust Setterfield, and I don't know what I was thinking. So I had Crust Setterfield and the original Crust in my phone, and I just remembered Chip was Crust in my phone, so I started texting the wrong Crust. Because, Chip, I didn't know about this podcast until Chris reminded me of it, and then I thought I was talking to you because I didn't know he would be reminding me about the podcast, and I had a whole conversation, and I didn't realize that until I asked about David Montgomery, and he acted like I was a moron, which I was, and said, I don't actually have David Montgomery. And then I realized I was texting the wrong person the entire time.
Wait, Tim, is that when you texted me? You're like, I think I texted you like, I didn't think I sounded good last week. And you're like, everything I hear so far sounds good. You thought you were texting Chip.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I mean, I was like, going back to it, Chris,
you for podcasting.
Yeah, going back to it, Chris, you sounded bad, but I sounded all right. So
no, I agree. When I listened back to it, I was like, damn, I have like very little to say on this. But it's weird, when I first recorded it didn't come out that way.
Yeah, dog, I don't know, maybe, dude, just do some pre-workout before it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll do a line real quick.
But anyways, guys may have to hop on and watch this. Any more questions we got to knock out?
I got something for you, Tim. I need a hot take for you for either this week or the rest of the season. Give me a hot take for the league.
Oh, for the league. So it's going to be kind of hard because I don't really know most of the people in here. I'm going to go bold, though, and say one team in this league does not win a game, and one team in this league wins every game.
Whoa.
We got to win out, and we got to lose out in here somewhere.
Wow.
Chip, how's that sound?
Wow. There's not many people left on both of those. Like, that's a pretty wild.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm gonna say Chris is the win out, as much as I hate it.
Hell yeah, Tim. Hell yeah, Tim.
Your team is filthy, man.
Team's thoroughly okay. It doesn't have a good second running back, but
shut your freaking mouth. You're 0-2. Chip says you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Dude, you got Rashad Bateman in the flex. I mean, that's a pretty damn good flex. I mean, Bench. I mean, maybe bye week hurts you, Chris, if they don't line up right. But your team's looking pretty solid.
Tim, it could be you. You don't want to say you're going to go undefeated?
I'm not jinxing that. So, give me that in my back pocket.
Yeah.
He did not say it.
He did not.
Listen, just to let you guys know, my password is actually not taco. So, yeah, don't try to get on and screw my roster.
There would have already been some spicy trades if your password is actually taco.
Nick Chubb for David Montgomery.
Yeah, Tyler Conklin. All right, Tim. Thanks for being on the podcast this week. You have any anything to say to the people as you exit the studio?
Look forward to meeting everyone virtually or in person. Let me know if you want to trade. Go Browns. And see you next week. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care, guys.
See you.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie is not here, so there are no words of wisdom. Chris, you got any dumb shit to say on the way out?
Yeah, fuck you, first of all. And I hope you have a good season. And I hope everyone else, you know, hope their teams do well this week, except for whoever I'm playing. And it was a great time. I had a lot of fun.
Great. Glad to hear it. I mean, according to Tim, we're going to lose out, so season's already over.
Yeah, and I'm going to win out. He just jinxed me.
He did. You won't win another game.
I know. I'll probably ruin your week. Claypool will probably get you 25 on your bench.
You know what? Fine. Next week I'll try trading him a chip. It's all good.
I don't want Claypool.
You say that now, but you took the tight end.
I say that all the time. I don't. I want the tight end. I didn't even know that I wanted the tight end.
Wait, no. Can we save this for the podcast?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to start into the segment then. Are you guys good?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hold on. Kelly's talking.
Hi, Kelly.
Yo.
The podcast is
I feel like I should be on the podcast because at my work we do this like pick 8 teams you think are gonna win every week, and I'm in a solid 7th place
out of how many
like 15. So
this is,
I feel like I have something to add.
Hey, Miss Eva, do you need attention?
I feel like I have something to add to this football conversation.
Okay.
Maybe it could be the bye week.
Yeah, we'll bring you in for a segment here soon. Of my people reach out to your people.
Hey, if you're having Chris on your podcast, that seems like I would be a lot more lively. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, dude, you were. That was Mare's actually hilarious. That was Mare's feedback last week, where she was like, Chris does not sound like he wants to be there. I was like, he texted me. Like, he does want to be there.
Because when I listened back to it afterward, I was like, I felt the same. I was like, God damn, I sound like I'm saying 1 in 2 word response. Terrible.
Yeah, dude, it was like pulling
fucking. Welcome to living with you.
Yeah.
Chip was like, said something, and it was quiet for a solid two seconds. And then Chris is like, wow, cool.
Cool.
Look at the Browns entrance. Oh, it's so magical. Cleveland.
Yeah, well,
Chubb.
Peace out. Chubb. Out.
All right.